This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can listen to us on Richmond on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 5th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Happy Wednesday, all. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I actually got to see you guys without hats or beanies last night.
I know. It's weird.
With jackets on. I think all of you guys, maybe EB didn't have one.
I had like a pea coat or something.
Cake's had a sports coat.
Yeah.
Jason had a sports coat. I think you were wearing jeans. So it wasn't like a suit or anything.
No, not a suit. I mean, the dress code was business casual. I think we all fell in the parameters of business casual.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
I barely know what it means. Yeah. But I can tell you what it. This is not business casual. This is super radio slob casual.
Right. I think you were dressed appropriately. You had been at MGM National Harbor to kind of kill the time.
I did.
And you won money.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It was a good outing, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I made like $325 in a, I don't know, three-hour session.
Playing 1-3.
Flopping around with the D-gens over
flop,
there.
Flop, flop, flop.
I didn't hit a high hand, though my table was on fire. There were, in the span of an hour, two guys hit straight flushes, two, at the same table in the span of an hour, and another dude almost felted me with quad eights. Had a river heart come, I would have shipped him most of my chips. So, luckily, it didn't.
So were they doing like high-hand jackpots every hour?
They were doing like their promotion at the time that I was there was the first 15 high hands to hit as long as it reached like a minimum threshold.
And those
aces full.
But the whole table didn't get hooked? Just those people?
No, just the people that hit the hands.
Those aren't as fun.
It wasn't the lucky table where everybody benefits.
But I'm guessing you didn't wear the jacket at MGM National Harbor.
No.
Cleaned up, you threw on the jacket, and then we had our client schmooze.
This will make you laugh. So after I was done at the table, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take my profit. I'm not going to get bamboozled with a wacky hand. So I left a little early, and I stopped at my go-to McDonald's that's right in between.
What'd you order?
Of course, my standard order is hamburger, Happy Meal, large Diet Coke.
How much does that cost you these days?
$4.99.
Wow, what a bargain.
What time was that?
That was at about $2.15.
Is the hamburger super small?
It's just a standard McDonald's hamburger.
Is? All right.
I mean, it's not a quarter pounder.
I might try it.
You know, I was good because they do offer you with the Happy Meal. The standard Happy Meal is either nuggets, a burger, cheeseburger. You get the world's smallest container of fries,
right?
Apple slices, and a drink.
Yeah.
And they offer you, do you want the apple slices or do you want extra fries?
Extra fries always.
Usually I go extra fries, but yesterday I said, apple slices.
It's healthy.
Sure. I'll take 35 calories instead of 150, whatever it is. So I finish, I back my car in, I eat in the parking lot.
Right.
I finish, and then I was like, I don't really want to change at the event. I want to change before, so I white trashed it up and just peeled off my hoodie, put my button down on, tucked my pants in the parking lot. Broad daylight.
Could have gone inside the McDonald's and used their bathroom.
I didn't want to do that, but it was just a white trash move. It was just the white trashiest move ever.
That's fine.
That's what I did.
You look good. And everybody looked good.
I went there too. I went there on the way home too.
To McDonald's.
I mean, the food at the event was okay, but it just wasn't enough for me.
Hamburger.
Yeah. I mean, you could have eaten 25 sliders.
I had three of them. Yeah, I had three of them. It was fine, but I was still hungry. So, of course, I got the fillet of fishy.
Okay, right. Very good. Right. Nice.
And then I pummeled it on the way home.
Fries? Right. Just to get the sandwich?
I just got the fillet.
No drink?
No drink.
Yeah,
Did you have water or something in your car?
I had water. Yeah, I had a bottle of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you had some sort of liquid.
Yeah, I had something, but... It took me 1 hour and 8 minutes to get home. Thank God we don't work down here 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah. Disaster.
Well, what does it normally take you to get here, let's say, in the morning?
You mean now?
Yeah, like if there's no traffic.
I mean, I left my house this morning at 4:40. I got here at 5:30, 5:40.
Probably so it takes you about 50 minutes. So it's an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I drive a lot slower. You know, I put on cruise control at 64 on the toll road, and I just chill and I ponder life. But on the way home, you just want to get home, and every single car in the country is on the road.
What time did you leave the Schmooze Fest?
Probably like 5:45-ish.
Okay, so you left still with traffic. I ended up staying all the way until 7.
I got home almost till 7.
Oh, you shut it down.
Almost. There was a guy that I used to play basketball with that was one of the clients. Yeah. I don't know. He invited me to start playing on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. But, you know, catching up with him a little bit. Played basketball with him probably for 5-6 years.
Very good.
He just happened to be a client.
We got to rub elbows with some of the clients. We met the guy who does the business for Main Street Bank. I'm not sure if he's the CEO. I don't know his title.
He's the chief marketing officer.
Chief marketing officer.
You know, I wanted to ask that.
Met his wife, too. Very nice.
Because I'm embarrassed I don't know
this. His name is Brian, but I'm not 100% on that.
I believe they're the Bakers.
Super nice people. Yeah. Where exactly are they located?
In Fairfax, because he was saying...
Right, but like near our old... Like it must be near our old...
I don't know where their headquarters are.
Yeah.
He was talking about his...
He told me, but I forgot.
A lot of their business is online banking. Uh-huh. Like they're trying to keep their overhead down here. Right. Nice and low.
Right.
Yeah, but he told me how much they're spending in advertising this year. It was a good number.
So they're
like
killing it.
Overall or just here? The number here? For
right
Odyssey.
Here, for us.
Very good.
Yeah.
For this show.
Well, he said... He was talking... about how effective it was and how excited he was about it.
So. Yeah.
He's been a Junks listener for 20 plus years.
They were
he's
nice
been, like,
people.
Hardcore.
And I was talking to the, I don't know what his title is. His name's Eric from Window Nation.
Oh, yeah.
He's CK's twin brother.
Oh, it's his doppelganger?
Oh, yeah. I looked at him first.
He's a little
like,
bit
young.
He's a little bit younger.
I was embarrassed for you that you thought that was CK.
Dude, it looked just like him.
He didn't look just like him.
I thought he did.
I know who you're talking about because... I saw you talking to him from about 20 feet away, and I was like, I was squinting because, of course, it ended my glasses. I was like, is that CK?
Yeah.
I was like, is that CK?
Bickle doesn't think he looked like him. He looked just like him.
I mean, I see a resemblance.
From a distance, he definitely looked like him.
I mean, I was embarrassed for you guys. You see CK every day.
Actually, I had lunch with CK yesterday because you went to MGM
Harbor. CK has more hair. Yeah. Not much more hair, but he has more hair.
I opted to stay here at the station versus drive home, only to drive back at 2 o'clock. And CK took me to lunch big time on Odyssey.
Where did you guys go?
We just went to Shake Shack.
Okay.
we went to Shake Shack.
You should have gone to Circa right there.
Yeah, I don't know. We just were going somewhere fast. I think Kava had a line.
Yeah.
Kava's right next to Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Went to Shake Shack. I was ready to pay, and he's like, I got it.
Oh, I forgot.
And then he did the move where he took a picture of his treat, and I was like, oh, you don't really have it.
Right.
Odyssey's got it.
So I forgot this detail from last night. So CK sends out the itinerary, where to park, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So I kind of glanced at it, and the direction said to park in the Nationals Lot A, which is directly across the street from this apartment building called 79 Park. Mm-hmm. Now, my brain didn't process the park across the street from 79 Park. I thought they had a deal with the actual apartment building.
Park? Yeah.
So I drove down the ramp.
You're a dumb person.
I might be a dumb person. Drove down the ramp, and then I'm like, the machine doesn't have a ticket. You got to scan a QR code. It's a whole thing. Then, I'm sitting there for 2 minutes. I'm just paralyzed. Then the security dude comes up behind me, and he's like, can I help you? I was like, I was like, yeah, I'm here for the Odyssey event. We're supposed to park here. And he's like, what? And he looked at me like I had just landed from a spaceship.
Right. And then you looked at your email like, oh, I'm a dog.
No, it got worse. So then I pressed the button on the machine. And
to talk to somebody?
I talked to this woman. She says, just scan your QR code and go park. I'm like, okay, fine.
What QR code?
There's a QR code like on a piece of paper on the stupid kiosk. Okay. So I scan it. Gate goes up. Boop. I go park. And then I'm like, then I walk up the ramp and I look at Nats Park. I was like, that's lot A. I was like, I think that's where I'm supposed to park. So then I turn around, hop into my car, drive back up to the gate.
You have to talk to the lady again.
I have to press intercom again. And I said, I'm sorry, I parked in the wrong place. And she could tell the desperation in my voice. She just lifted the gate. She didn't even wait for any other explanation. She just let me out.
She was like, get out of here, idiot.
I didn't have to pay. Yeah. And then, of
course, that's where the players park, where you're supposed to park.
It's a baller parking lot attached right to the stadium. It's perfect.
It's basically right there.
Yeah, so I found my way over there.
It was a nice event. Met a bunch of the clients. You mentioned Main Street Bank. Yeah. The guys from Metropolitan Moving and Storage were there. There were a lot of people to talk to. Drab didn't make it. I remember asking about it, and he said he didn't know anything about it.
Right?
So Ivy gets on the microphone to thank everybody who's there.
Ivy, the big boss.
And she's talking about how she wants to earn everybody's business and, you know, really appreciate everybody in these times.
Yeah.
And then she starts going through all of the big sillies.
Right.
She's like, I need to thank Chris Kiner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a million jobs.
Right.
RJ Traska, he's a big sales manager. Yeah. And then she starts introducing the brand managers.
Right.
Like, El Zol over here. And she's like, and where's Matt Cahill? Felt bad for driving.
I guess he's not looped in on these emails yet.
Not a big enough silly.
I mean, what's going on?
Well, she introduced you. You're a big enough silly to be introduced.
Yeah.
She looked for you, and she says, like, people clap for you.
You're not on that email tree yet, Drab.
Wasn't invited to the dance. I don't know what to tell you.
So funny.
I mean, I was already kind of having a bad day. I screwed something up here at work, and I was you know, kicking myself for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then JP texts me, hey, Ivy introduced you, and you weren't there. Pretty awkward. You didn't miss anything. Don't worry. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
You missed a couple sliders.
You know what you missed? And you missed a
couple free drinks.
An hour and 15 minutes of traffic going on. That's what you missed.
I mean, I should have been.
So next time you can come.
I should have been networking more. I think I spent my most time talking with our guy, Sam Weiner, and one of his clients, Bill Page Toyota. Mm-hmm. And everybody there was very nice. One of the few deals I currently have is a car deal.
Yeah, you wasted your time.
All right, but if you lose that car deal, then you slide over to Bill Page.
It's a very good point.
You've set the groundwork.
Yes, exactly.
It's like your
but
side
they were
piece.
Very nice.
Yeah, Bill Page could be your side
They're
piece.
Super, super
By
nice.
By the way, I got,
Not
an-
as nice
I got
my
another.
Friends at Lindsay.
I got another car deal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Can you announce it?
Very good.
Yeah, it's Malloy, Ford, and Chevy.
All right, what are you going to get?
I'm getting a Tahoe, and it's going to be delivered in 30 days.
Right. Nice.
I love the Tahoe. Tahoe's a great car.
Tahoe RST, fat ass. Oh, it's going to be silly.
If I was you, though, I would have gotten one of the trucks. I would have gotten one of the Ford one. Ford.
I'm not a pickup truck guy. I'm an SUV guy.
I don't know
guy.
Why you'd be such a truck guy in his head.
I just like them.
Trucks are cool.
I like them.
Trust me, I don't have any practical use for a truck. But a big ass pickup truck.
I wouldn't put one morsel of dirt in it.
It's a fun vehicle.
I would just drive it around.
It gets 12 miles a gallon, which sucks, but they're fun.
Should mention, we've got our Buckets and Bets promo. Tune in for the keyword, which we will give you today for the Buckets and Bets promo, where you get to go out, you get to watch the tournament, and you get to make some bets. Hence the name. Buckets and Bets. So stay tuned for that. Plus, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals, joins us at 7. Kyle Finnegan, Nationals closer at 8:25. That's all right here on the Junks.